So, Jay, thanks for talking to Seymour FM.
That's okay. No worries.
What you're doing, I believe, is an amazing effort to draw attention to melanoma and drawing support towards a cure. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey with melanoma and, in particular, how you initially discovered that you had melanoma, your diagnosis process, and then the sort of support you've received through the Institute?
Yeah, look, I guess my story started when I was 32. I had a mole on my left ankle that was there my whole life. I was a truck driver working 6-7 days a week. And this mole, it was the last 6 months of 2007. It kept scabbing up and bleeding and itchy and showing all the signs of a melanoma. And I had no idea. I thought it was a blister from my work boots. And my wife kept saying, go and get it checked. And she kept telling me for 6 months. And finally, I listened to what my wife said. And I went and got it checked to my local GP. And he took one look at it. And he said, it's got to come out straight away. Mm. He took it out a couple of days later. I got a phone call. He said, come and see me. You know, when you get the phone call from the GP, it's probably not going to be good news. So I went and seen him, and he said, it's come back as melanoma. We're going to have to refer you now to the Melanoma Institute Australia, where I went and seen Dr. Michael Quinn, a plastic surgeon specialist.
Is that in Sydney?
In Sydney, yeah.
Okay, yep.
And at this stage, I still had no idea. I'm like, oh, just a bit of melanoma, go and see what this guy's got to say, and then get on and go back to work or whatever. I went and seen Dr. Quinn, and he explained in more detail that this melanoma came back at 1.95 millimetres deep. And for those that don't know, a melanoma only needs to get to a millimetre deep before little cells break away, get in your lymphatic system or your blood system. So mine was well in the intermediate range.
Okay.
And then he went on that day to feel my lymph nodes around my body to see if there was any swollen lymph nodes. Because of the depth of it, it was the intermediate range, and there was a chance that he said the melanoma could have spread throughout my body. I was in total shock this day. So I drove home, and we were fine. My wife's a very positive person. So then I went back in February the 14th, Valentine's Day 2008, had my first operation. It was a sentinel node biopsy where they checked the free lymph nodes in my left groin. And one of those came back. I went in that day. I had a lymphoscintigram. So what they do, they get dye. They pumped it into where the primary melanoma was on my left ankle.
Yep.
This dye runs up my leg via the lymphatic system, goes up to these lymph nodes, and they watch it on a tracer screen.
Yep.
And what it does, the dye, it lights up the lymph nodes if the melanoma had a spread, the same pathway it would go to. So in my case, it lit up three lymph nodes. They took out those three lymph nodes that afternoon, and 2 weeks later, I went to get the results, and it turns out, I still remember the doctor's words like it was yesterday. He said, look, unfortunately, the melanoma has affected your lymphatic system. They found microscopic cells of melanoma in one of your lymph nodes. You're going to need a bigger operation now, a more riskier operation, where they go back in, they take the rest of the lymph nodes out in your groin, and to see if there's any more spread. But before that, you're going to have a CT scan to make sure there's no tumours.
Hasn't gone anywhere else.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So I had to wait a week to have that scan, and that was by far the scariest week of my life. Imagine waiting a week to see if there's any cancer in your body. It'd be pretty scary stuff, wouldn't it?
Very scary.
So I waited that week. I had the scan, and fortunately for me, there was no further spread in my body other than this region in my groin. So I was still at a high risk, because if the melanoma has had a spread to other lymph nodes in your groin, it's not good news. So I went in the next morning at 6 a.m. to have the operation. I took out 11 lymph nodes and tissue from my stomach. I was left with 44 staples from my stomach down halfway down my thigh. Had a drain in my leg for 6 weeks. I was in hospital for 6-7 days, couldn't move my leg, and it was just, to go through that, it was pretty scary stuff. Went to get the results 2 weeks later, and thankfully for me, there was no further spread. There was only the microscopic cells and the one lymph node from the first the sentinel node biopsy I had. So lucky I listened to my wife, because if I had not listened to my wife, I would never have went and got my skin checked. Never at all. It's hard to get me to a doctor's, being a bloke, I think it's a normal thing.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think, there's a good message in this. If you're worried about something on your skin, or you got someone in your family telling you to go and get something checked,
have a check.
Go and do it.